Next case under advisement is case number 9826. This is a special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the maximum allowable signs on the billboard. This is at Carpenter's Crossing Development. And we had an opposition, Mrs. Jones, whose concern was that there's multiple egresses and degresses on the King's Highway at this time. We also heard Mrs. Hudson say that she didn't want to build on this property at this time. It's a billboard for...
Are you going out and taking a look at this site?
No, well, I haven't.
I haven't.
I think it'd give you a good perspective.
Lot going on there.
Yeah, well, I have it.
Lot going on right there, King's Highway, across from Wawa.
Across from Wawa. Can we table it?
Well, I don't, you know, I personally don't see where... I don't think she addressed the standards for granting a variance. At all, you know, I mean...
Remember, there's a special use for the billboard itself.
Right.
The variance had to do with the... She didn't address those issues.
No, and of course, the opposition, I think, was more convincing that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring Jameson properties. That's in regard to the special use exception, but the variance, I can't see it. And she, you know, I guess everybody, their right to develop and improve their property the way they want. I can't imagine why somebody would spend that kind of money for a billboard for 3 years.
Right.
And we require it to be a monopole at 80 or 100,000, whatever it is. I can't imagine why anybody would do that.
The opposition had a good point in that. That's a busy... Carpenter's Corner seems to be a busy place, not only in traffic and action, but in signage and everything.
Yeah, I forget the word she used, but it was a visual something.
Visual stimulation.
Yeah, visual stimulation.
Oh, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
And it is visually stimulating.
Pretty big word. Okay. How do you feel, Mr. McCabe?
I didn't look at it, but I know the area. It's a busy area, but maybe we should take another look at it. I don't know.
How do you feel, Mr. Gordon?
I don't think she gets the standard for granting a variance. She didn't give it to us.
And Mr. Hudson, you're the same?
Yeah, I don't have. If you want to table it and take a look at it, I have no problem with that either.
I'm ready to vote.
Mary, Mr. Melvin.
Again, I don't see where she met the standards.
Okay. Well,
I think that the opposition argued that it would adversely affect the neighborhood.
Okay. Well, whichever way, I'll entertain a motion. Then we've heard two and two. So
either way, I mean, I look at it again or.
No, I'm not.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 9826 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance. And it would, in regard to the special use exception, all to substantially affect the adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
All right, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 9826 for the reasons that it doesn't meet the standards of granting a variance and also the special, what was that?
Or special use
exception. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay, the next one under...